The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day
at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
iTunes or on the Stitcher app.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yeah.
Dr. Bina was on the show earlier, in case you missed that. She corrected us, yelled at us, told us, yelled at Nick even this time, too, a little bit. And okay, Nick wanted to try, what'd you want to try?
Methadone.
Methadone, right. Now, the next question she has to answer, can Todd pile some melatonin on vodka, you know?
I'm going to guess at her answer.
It's natural. People drink on Xanax, and you shouldn't, but they do.
Melatonin with a vodka chaser.
Right.
Oh, yeah, they drink a lot on Xanax.
Yeah, yeah. Glass of wine and Xanax, people, back in the day, kids, people used to hop on big planes and they fly places.
What was that like?
I'll tell you, kids, back when we all fly on a big tube of germs. No, we can't do that now.
It was on this date in 1985, the Coca-Cola company announced that it was changing the 99-year-old secret formula for the world's best-selling soft drink.
Yep.
That did not work out for them.
No, it sucked.
The company soon changed its mind, went back to classic Coke, and now it's just Coke.
I drank leaded Coke in the 80s.
This was all the talk.
It was great Coke, and they screwed it up, man.
It did not affect my life at all.
Yep.
Why would you have...
But it was all anybody could talk about. It dominated the conversation in 1985.
Big time.
I can't imagine there was a meeting that we've got the best-selling soft drink in the world.
Right.
What should we do? Change it.
Right.
Completely.
That's why it's known as the biggest blunder ever in advertising.
How does that make it through whole process?
Pepsi was getting a little bit of their share, cutting into it a little bit.
They felt they had to make a change.
And soda wars were a bigger thing.
Yeah, they wanted to make it taste more like Pepsi, which was wrong, and it sucked. It did suck.
If you're winning.
And then they called it Classic Coke after about 6 months. Oh, this didn't work.
So we're going to bring this back.
And they called it Classic Coke for a while. Right.
Was the regular Coke still available when this new Coke
came out?
No,
not at the time.
Oh, really?
Unless you had the old stuff.
Became the regular Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah, then they came back out with...
Classic Coke.
Yeah, we'll give you Classic Coke plus the new Coke.
And then they got rid of new Coke altogether.
They had to mess up cocktails for a while.
But it goes in, it's not so much, it goes in just how they did it. I mean, I think there's actually classes taught on advertising blunders of all time, and that's one of them. Yeah.
Don't fix what ain't broke.
No,
you're winning.
Well, that's exactly what...
You're winning.
You mentioned that. I ended up seeing the first 10 minutes until I started buffering. I'm going to DVR it now. Michael Jordan's saying that.
He said,
listen, he goes, we're winning. We need the shot to not win. And when we don't win, then you can break this team up. You know?
Yeah.
It was
after five championships in 7 years.
Right. He said, we're winning.
Yeah.
You know, give us a shot to win again.
I remember Crystal Pepsi being a big thing.
Crystal Pepsi.
I remember that.
I remember that. Yeah.
Early 90s.
Did that last?
That was a big push. Well, I remember that was that's when I first became aware of Van Halen.
Because
they had that whole Right Now.
That's right.
It was a big campaign.
Yeah, that's right.
It was Right Now.
Yeah. And I was like, whoa. I remember seeing that for the first time. Like, there it is.
Yeah.
And then it sucked.
I wasn't a big Pepsi guy, but I think I tried Crystal Pepsi.
92 to 94.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They were aiming that commercial towards you, Nick.
Yeah.
You're a little pubescent kid there.
Oh, it was 92 to 94. I was probably trying crystal meth.
good point. I think we made that joke back in the day.
Which
have you tried the crystal meth? Yes. It's better than crystal Pepsi.
Is there a difference between crystal meth and regular meth?
I don't know, Todd. You know, I watched Breaking Bad like you did, and I don't remember.
Is that the crystal meth they're producing on Breaking Bad?
They call it crystal all the time on that show.
Yeah.
I mean, he calls it. I mean,
I never knew if
Jesse calls it crystal all the time.
And I thought, that, is that a marketing thing or is there an actual chemical difference?
Don't know.
Between crystal meth.
I don't know.
And meth.
And can you drink it with vodka and take a nap? Dr. Mina, check in later. Actually, you don't crystal
meth. It'd be harder with the meth.
You aren't napping on meth, right?
No, you don't nap on the meth. No.
You're scrounging for light bulbs.
Right.
Merle wants to know what wet is. That's liquid PCP, don't you? Dip a joint into liquid PCP?
Yep.
I think it's that, or I always thought it might be like formaldehyde or something.
Weren't people stealing wet from mortuaries?
Oh yeah, whatever they use to preserve.
Yeah, bodies, right? I don't know.
It's a joint dipped in a bunch of like chemicals.
Right. It is. Right. Yeah.
It's probably gonna end up with the police involved.
Yeah, Merle, we don't know everything. I know we talk like it, but there's a lot of drugs that we don't want to be around and don't ever try. In fact, most.
You said I was going to ask you what wet is, but I'm afraid you're gonna say my mom.
She's wet sometimes.
Yeah. She'll know.
We got to work on that.
Yeah. Merle's mom. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point.
FCC.
Then, Sean writes here, my mom's a former nurse. She told me if you drink a beer or whatever alcoholic drink you choose and then have a glass of water after each drink, you will get hammered faster. I told this to two buddies who did this, and they can attest to it. And I said, you didn't try it yourself? And he answered me, waste of water.
I don't think that's true. I think you actually dilute it. I don't even think that's actually true.
Yeah.
Because they tell you that's why you're supposed to drink wine. When you got to drink wine, you're supposed to drink water so you don't get as hammered. But I'm not going to waste it. I'm not going to waste it.
Water?
No, I'm not going to. Well, yeah. In that situation, I'm not going to waste the water.
And then Michael points this out. The advertising campaign.
Right.
The changing things up. The show was outstanding and winning. He's talking about this show. And then you added Nick. And now it's even better.
Oh, and I didn't see it going in that direction.
Yeah.
Todd wouldn't have read it. Right. He wouldn't have read it. I thought it was going to go that way.
No.
But I didn't.
So you're the exception.
Yeah.
Well, that was nice.
From that guy.
Yeah, that's just one opinion.
Don't get all, somebody's going to hate Nick in a week.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to have my chest up on
that.
It's not going to take that long.
Apparently, there's people still listening to the show that hate Todd and Tyler, which is my favorite bit of the show. That's nice. That's nice of him to say that. Yeah.
I hate those guys. I better turn it on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never understood that. Like, I hate a lot of stuff, and I just don't pay attention to it.
We've always said that. But I've also done this. I mean, I'll listen to mainly, the only other talk radio I would listen to would be sports, basically. And I've heard some others talk. And I let it go when I disagree with somebody on something. So I think a lot of people that listen to this program laugh at the dick jokes, have fun. If they disagree with something, they move on with their lives. Now, the emailers don't. And some of the people that call their bosses don't. But in general, most people can disagree on certain subjects and move on with their life. Which is good. Cause, you know,
thankfully, they can.
Yeah, thankfully. But there are also people that you know, that can't.
There's a whole industry of broadcasting so people can tune in and get mad.
Right. And I never understood that. You and I...
It's AM radio.
Consciously, you and I...
And Fox News. Right. Everybody watches that so they can get mad.
Yep. No, we don't do that kind of radio. We never did. I hate that kind of radio. I don't listen to conservative radio because it's that. I get mad.
Well, even people who like it because...
Well, they get mad.
They can get mad.
At Mexicans, usually. Right.
It gives them something to get mad about.
Right. Yeah. Mexicans.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
Kaepernick.
Women.
Whatever the current boogeyman is.
Right,
it's always somebody else causing your problems.
Right. China.
Yeah, there's always a straw man to set up and knock down.
Yeah, I don't know how they do that.
I don't know how you can listen to that or watch that for year after year after year. Doesn't it wear on you eventually?
Well, it's going to be exhausting.
It was a great, there's a great piece in a magazine. I think I didn't watch it.
Or is their hate just inexhaustible?
There was a guy.
And he's fed all the time.
There's a guy living in London. I think he's an expat.
You said London, Craig.
I did.
Hilarious.
Yeah, I'm dying over here.
Don't be mean. He just misspoke.
There's not a G at the end.
Hilarious.
Don't be a dick, Nick, man. You're new. You're new, man. I don't care what the fans think of you. You're new.
You're already on thin ice with that who's older.
Exactly.
Man.
You already won today. So
don't press your luck.
And that chief won in the last Super Bowl crap. In London, he's an expat, and he says that over here, the article is about thank God we don't have a Fox News in London. He says,
yeah.
We're not delusional. we're paying attention to what's going on. I mean, there'll be dissenting. Oh. There's dissenting viewpoints, but there isn't one whole force lying about everything every day.
So they don't
in England.
Yeah. They don't need gaslit.
It's a Washington Post article. I was reading a little bit this morning before we went on the air. Yeah.
Well, one of the weird things about Fox News, too, is like when I watch TV, I don't just watch one channel.
Right.
How are they just keeping it on and watching that constantly? Because there's only so much news.
Right. That's true. That's true.
Like, what? You're not interested in watching anything else?
Right. When
you
we
just
get
put
on
that on and leave it? That's it.
When
it's
we get on a plane again, I'll take you to my dad's house.
Yeah.
What's a plane,
it's on
Daddy?
All the time. Once in a while, we'll switch over and watch some live PD.
All right.
Yeah. You know, my grandpa watches Westerns and stuff. I think it's mainly just Fox.
Yeah.
The FCC getting closer to approving faster Wi-Fi for the nation.
Cool.
Now's the time.
Yeah. That's your right.
We've never needed faster Wi-Fi.
Yeah, you're right.
Now is the time.
Great. That's going to cause another virus.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
I saw that. You and I saw that, Fox. Yeah. Laura Ingraham told me that.
People in a Minneapolis neighborhood will get to hear the Muslim call to prayer today. The call will be broadcast the traditional five times a day.
That's today's show.
Yep.
That's today's show. You can get in a car, Todd, at 10 o'clock and tune to the AM dial and hear that show today. Hear that show today. I don't listen.
The call will be broadcast the traditional five times a day in the Cedar Riverside neighborhood, beginning with the start of Ramadan today. The broadcast that will continue through the end of the holiday in May. This is the first time the call to prayer will be heard in Minnesota.
That sounded like an elephant, didn't it? I don't know what I was trying to say.
I can't tell if you're angry or if you're pooping.
A little bit of both.
Just boiling with rage.
It's a slow build.
That'll be all the talk in Minneapolis. That and is Percy Harvin going to sign with the Vikings?
Damn right.
That's the whole Minnesota Viking family Facebook discussion right now.
Draft night tonight. Mm.
Never mind, there are 31 other teams that Percy Harvin may choose to go to.
We don't have a pick tonight. Steelers don't have a pick.
We had, maybe we'd have somebody other than Kirk Cousins throwing the ball.
There you go. Oh, listen. Oh, right. Oh, Nick.
I've never had a quarterback.
He's all cocky. He's all cocky now. Hammering Kirk Cousins.
Who's the gaslighter now?
Yeah.
Wow.
When do the Vikings pick?
They don't know.
Buffalo.
They don't know.
They picked 22nd and 28th, something like that.
Who are the Packers going for, Puss?
I hope a wide receiver.
Got it. How about you? Who do the Chiefs want? Because you guys are, what's your weakness?
My ASU boy better not go to the Packers.
They need the quarterback depth, offensive line. They need more. They have most of their starters coming back, but they need depth.
Running back, I'd say, to the Chiefs, too.
Then again, the other two wide receivers from Arizona State, who I thought were going to be good NFL players, turned out to be kind of a bust. So if you take him and he turns out to be kind of a bust, I'll be fine with that. But he's a really good return guy.
You never know. You never know.
Packers receiving core was pretty bad last year, so it doesn't take much to be an upgrade.
Yeah, I'd like to see that continue.
You got to beat the Buccaneers. You got to beat the Buccaneers.
A bad Packers receiving core.
Got to beat the Buccaneers.
What happened to the Steelers' first round pick?
They got Mika, that guy from the Dolphins last year.
Oh, okay.
Which is great, by the way. He's amazing. So,
Packers wide receiving core, Todd, was still good enough to beat the Vikings twice.
I know.
Yeah, you got the Buccaneers to worry about. You guys can battle.
That's only one game.
You can battle when you're north there, but in the playoffs, Brady and the Buccaneers are going to win the NFC.
Did the Vikings play the Buccaneers?
Yeah, I think the North and the South play each other this year.
Are we going to play football this year?
Stay positive.
I can't.
You have to. Just like your
The audience tunes in for us to be positive, which is scary.
Just like your blood type.
Be positive.
That's right.
Well, in Vegas, like what they were saying, that the NBA or the NHL or somebody was thinking about Vegas, you're going to have to go someplace else. If that lady's just like, no, we're not doing anything, you're not going to be able to have a professional sports league based there.
No, but they're not paying attention to that crazy mayor.
Some people are.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Sad news out of Germany from The Guardian. The Guardian says that more than 11,000 cases of dead and sick birds, mostly blue tits from the west of Germany, have been reported in the last couple of weeks. The blue tit is found across Europe and is common in UK gardens. They eat insects, caterpillars, seeds, and nuts. You can see them all year round in the UK.
You saw a few of those on Star Trek, too, back in the day. Yeah.
Symptoms
yeah.
of...
Yeah. Avatar?
Yep.
Symptoms of diseased blue tits include breathing problems, no longer taking food, and making no attempt to escape when approached by people.
I prefer beige or ebony.
You got your long-tailed tit, your blue tit.
Yep.
And I'm fond of the gray tit.
The gray tit.
The infection discovered causes pneumonia in tits, predominantly blue tits.
It's not gray tit, it's great.
Great tits.
Great tit.
Yeah. I thought you said gray. I'm like,
no, it's great tit. That's a little weird. Yeah. It's a Family Guy clip. Great tit. Yeah.
I like it when two of them gather.
Yep.
On the bay window.
Yep.
Oh, look, honey. Great tits.
Especially when they're perky.
Two of them.
The infection causes blue tits to become lethargic with fluffed up plumage and breathing difficulties. No reports of this affecting any other animals apart from birds. Members of the public have been urged to report any sick or dead blue tits.
I'd call just so I could say it.
I'm hoping. Yeah.
Or you would do the story just so you could say it?
I don't.
Over and over again?
That's the only time we can say that, when we're discussing birds.
Mm-hmm. No. And this, Todd. We can say it when we discuss this. This is a little Jeopardy clip for you.
What is a titmouse?
There you go.
Yeah.
Birds or mice, you can say the word tit.
No, the titmouse is a bird.
What is a titmouse?
Is it really?
Yeah.
All right. I thought it was a mouse.
Oh, no.
I follow
the Birds of Nebraska on Facebook, and I'm hoping somebody will post up a pair of great tits sometime today.
What is a titmouse?
That's almost sadder than the Omaha Toilet Paper Group.
Yeah.
I hope you're making that up.
It is
I know you're not.
It is sad.
No, I'm not.
He mentioned that bird thing yesterday, and I said, oh, my God, put a shovel to my head.
But you know what? I don't post anything on there because I would want to say, would someone mind posting up a pair of great tits? And they would be completely humorless about it.
Now, of course they would.
They're totally serious about their birds.
That's because they're nerds.
Yeah. Oh, totally nerdy. But I like looking at different birds, but I'm not going to contribute.
Take your bird watching seriously.
What do you like looking at great tits, though? Why can't you just say that?
Yeah.
It's your favorite kind of bird.
Well, see, they wouldn't find that funny. It would be like getting on some intellectual site and making your Uranus joke.
Oh, that's right.
They wouldn't react to it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They'd probably kick me out of the group.
Right. You wrecked them.
You sophomore juvenile. You don't even know birds.
You'd have to create a burner account just to get your bird news.
Yes.
A couple visiting Hawaii has been forced to leave.
Which island?
After being arrested for violating quarantine.
You know, I've been to Hawaii. Yeah. Beach Island. You're like a licky-dicky.
Again. They were arrested on Waikiki Tuesday and sent back to their hotel room on the understanding that they would not leave the hotel anymore. But police said yesterday they left and checked into a different hotel that also told them that they had to stay indoors. Apparently, that didn't set well with them.
So they're cops looking for the right hotel. They're looking for the right answer.
Cops say that they immediately checked out and took off, triggering a manhunt. They were found, rearrested, and will not be getting a third chance. They reportedly cut a deal that allowed them to avoid extra charges if they just left the state right away. Man. They're said to have flown to California last night.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Just get out.
Yeah.
Just get out of the state.
They don't even want them in their jails.
Now, how do they
just leave?
Now, I understand. So people are really paying attention to it then there in Hawaii? Because two people can't walk around freely without getting narked on? So everybody's staying inside? Good for them.
You know, I've been to Hawaii.
Really?
Beach Island. I kind of like a poke. Right.
Well, were they asked to quarantine because they had just come into the state from somewhere else?
Is that what was going on?
That
could have been it. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Our buddy Nick
You're
Griffin.
Right. That makes more sense.
Like the tit tweet.
Yep.
Nice.
We should reach out to him.
Yeah. Yes, we should.
And Porter, too.
He's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And Porter, too. Yeah.
Porter wanted to apologize to the first audience he appears in front of and the first and the first girl he has sex with.
Oh, yes.
Because he goes, because both of them were going to be really short and unsatisfying. That was his tweet yesterday.
I'm pretty sure Nick follows
Porter's
us.
Porter's going to be going nuts.
Obviously, Nick follows us, and we follow him, so drop him a note.
Yeah, he's stuck in his apartment in New York City. And Griffin's got some dead. He's got some dead.
Issues?
He's got some demons, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Both he and Porter are no sex having son of a bitches.
Yeah, but Porter parties, and Griffin, Nick's a recovering.
Oh, that's right. Oh.
So we better check in on Nick.
I think he eats a lot of ice cream.
Yeah, I think he does, too.
Or just ice.
Yeah.
I'd be like a dog and eat a lot of ice.
Nick Griffin's so funny.
He's the best. He is the best.
Dennis Rodman says he's praying for Kim Jong-un.
Does he know anything?
Shut up, Rodman.
No.
Are they keeping in touch?
No.
Because I thought they were buds.
Rodman is friends with Kim and has visited the leader several times in North Korea. He spoke with
Kim's
TMZ.
He's a horrible human being.
Rodman talked to TMZ and said, I hope it's just a rumor, and he is praying for his speedy recovery.
Shut up.
You see, on Lou Dobbs' show, they said that they hope Kim Jong-un's okay because they don't want North Korea turning into a military dictatorship.
What?
Yeah.
That's what it is, Lou Dobbs. Right. He's the worst.
I don't know if he said that or somebody on his show, but it was that's, come on.
Well, who's next in line? Isn't there a sister?
Kim Jong, Susie.
Yeah, there's a sister.
Kim
I don't
Jong
know that she's
Susie.
Next.
I think it's her name.
That didn't strike me as a country that would put a woman in charge.
Right.
Yeah. I think he's murdered a lot of people that would be close to it.
Yes, yeah.
I figured he had a kid, you know, like a male heir that was like four that would be anointed.
He shot missiles through his uncle's heads, right?
Yeah. He thinks he's coming over for Thanksgiving. He's met with anti-aircraft artillery.
Dr. Bina and our friend Heather Jones, who's stuck at home. Our comedian friend Heather Jones stuck at home with about, six kids. So she's going crazy. Dr. Bina, information. She gave us a bunch, and she was fun and yelled at us like she normally does. Speaking of comedians, Greg Warren.
Craig Gass.
And Craig Gass all tomorrow. Follow us on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. Follow Nick on there, too.
He's and
at,
if you can,
Nick Allen's.
When you're birding today, post up
pictures of great tits.
Pictures of two great tits.
Yeah, yeah.
I want a pair.
I don't mind four.
Of great tits.
I don't mind four.
I just don't want an odd number of them. Post an even number of great tits.
I want two in my front, two in the back. Also, the podcast is TNTRadioEmpire.com. Have a day, all right? See you tomorrow, which is another day.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.